So we're going to have a look at Proverbs chapter 9. You might want to follow along on your device or in your Bible. And let's have a closer look. What if? Have you ever asked that question? What if? What if I had have done that? What if I didn't do this? What if I chose that? When we look back on the world's history, on some of the big world events that shaped our world for good or bad, we'll often say, what if, won't we? What if this, what if that didn't happen? And so an example of this might be, what if on June 28, 1914, the young Serbian nationalist Gavrilo Princip hadn't assassinated Archduke Franz Ferdinand? What if? What if that act didn't spark what would become known as the Great War, involving dozens and dozens of countries across the world and ending in almost 20 million deaths? What if? What if that one war hadn't been the seed that would become another world war just a couple of decades later? Often big world choices and big world decisions and actions will ask, what if? What if this political leader or that political leader hadn't have been elected? What about some of our social choices? What if euthanasia were to be approved in this state? What if gay marriage were to go ahead in this country? These are all good questions for us to ask from time to time. And that all stems from the fact, of course, that we have choices. And we often make good choices and sometimes we make bad choices on the world level, but even for ourselves. I wonder if you look back on your own life, what choices would you change? What would you like to do differently? You know, I think there's a difference between listening and hearing, because I think there's lots of things that for us to listen to, and there seems to be lots of noise every day, and there seems to be lots of things that continually demand our attention. And I think if we look at our past, there'll be different things that demanded our attention. There were different influences over us at different times. There were different opinions, and we had a choice. But I want to ask, what are you hearing today? For you, what are you basing, or what have you based your big life decisions on? Because what I want us to do this morning is to forget about the noise, to forget about all the different demands and the influences that are there now or have been there in the past, all the different opinions, all the different things that have wanted and vied for our attention and our devotion. And I want us to focus this morning on what we're really hearing and what we need to hear. You know, we need to let what we hear and learn about wisdom for the best life shape us in the end. And you know what? That's what the Bible is trying to do. What if we really listened? What if we really listened? What if we really heard these words and heeded the advice of good wisdom? Now, often that means cancelling the noise and listening to wisdom more closely. Because you see, we have choices. We've always had choices. We've always had many of them. But the Bible will really narrow them down to two for us. In fact, the Bible will say we've only ever had two. It'll say choose wisdom for the best life or choose folly. And Proverbs 9 that Christina just read for us is all about these two choices. And if you listen closer, if you're following along on your device or in your Bible, you see that two choices are coming from this passage from two voices. And did you see the first voice there? Voice number one is the voice of wisdom, and it's Lady Wisdom. And there's something that we want to listen to and notice and pick up with this voice. The first thing we notice with wisdom is that as wisdom has built a house, and it's a fine house, it's a good house, it's a solid house, and in the house wisdom has prepared a great feast. There is meat and there is wine, and a table is set because people are welcome. And they ought to come to this house. It's a fine house. It's a good house that wisdom has established. And wisdom sends out helpers, and the helpers call people to wisdom. They call people to wisdom's house to sit at the banquet table, to enjoy wisdom, to gain understanding. And from a prominent part of the city, wisdom calls out, and she'll say to those for the simple, come and gain understanding. Now, this is not for the stupid or the silly. Simple is anyone, it is all of us that need wisdom and understanding. We're all simple because we need wisdom and we need understanding. Wisdom's voice is for everyone. Come and get wisdom, she says. And wisdom makes some great promises. Let all who are simple come in here. Come and eat my food, drink the wine I've mixed, leave your simple ways, and you will live, and you will walk in the way of understanding. This wisdom, Lady Wisdom, provides wisdom, she provides understanding, and ultimately she provides life. And she provides great advice too. In verses 7 to 9, she talks about the difference between those who are wise and those who are not, and how the wise and those who are not wise receive instruction, maybe rebuke, maybe correction. Those that are unwise, the mockers and the wicked, they hate correction. They hate instruction. You can't correct a mocker. You can't rebuke a wicked person, she says. That's futile. But for the wise, notice what she says about the wise. The wise will listen to instruction because they will want to become wiser still. And you can teach a wise person because wise people want to add to their learning. There's a difference, isn't there? And so wisdom is the first choice. And there are great benefits from this voice of wisdom. We have a choice. And so voice one is Lady Wisdom, telling us that in her is life and is understanding. But the choice that we have from Lady Wisdom, we'll see in verses 10 to 12. The choice we have is to fear the Lord, because that's the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of God is understanding. And so wisdom gives us a choice. To truly understand wisdom, we first have to fear the Lord. Last week I spoke about this in a bit more detail. But Proverbs here doesn't want us to see the fear of the Lord as a concept that we might be terrified or scared of this God. Fear of the Lord in Proverbs is the way that we ought to approach God. We approach God in the way he ought to be approached, an awesome creator, an awesome Saviour, needs to be approached with reverence and in awe and with respect. And so to choose wisdom is to choose to approach the Lord in that way. That is the beginning of wisdom. And to know God. And of course there's great rewards from this choice. To listen to wisdom, to choose wisdom, to fear God, to know God. Is to be blessed, Proverbs will say. For through me your days will be many. Years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. And so that's the first voice and the first choice in this passage is the voice of wisdom and to choose wisdom. But did you hear in the reading there's another voice, isn't there? There's an opposing voice. There's two voices speaking to us. The second voice is the voice of folly in verses 13 to 16. And woman folly is loud. Folly is so loud. What do we learn about folly? Folly is undisciplined and without knowledge. But folly too sits in her house. And next to wisdom's house is another house, and it's folly's house. And there it is, high on the hill. Wisdom and folly are opposing each other. But folly wants us to believe that she has wisdom too. And so she sounds very similar. She looks similar. There's wisdom, there's folly. They're both competing for our attention. Wisdom says this, folly says this. Come and enjoy. They're high on the hill, and folly is loud. The voice of folly is so loud, it's almost dominating for our, it's calling for our attention. For those who are simple, come in, folly says. You want understanding? Come to my house. Come and join me, folly. But there's a difference between wisdom and folly's advice, isn't there? Folly's advice is deceptive. Stolen water is sweet, she says. Food eaten in secret is delicious. Folly's wisdom is deceit. Folly is trying to promise something that she can't deliver on. Folly wants us to be deceived and to follow in her foolish ways. But it sounds so good and it looks so good. It must be right. There she is, next on high on the hill, next to wisdom. And folly calls all those into her home. There's a difference, though, with the choice of folly. Proverbs 9 makes it very stark, doesn't it? Proverbs 9, verse 18. This is the result of folly. Little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of the grave. That's folly's choice, the choice of folly. And so what is the solution then? What are these two choices? It seems that the two choices are clear, doesn't it? And so we need to make sure then that we choose wisely, because the Bible says that this choice will impact our eternity. Thankfully, God in his wisdom put on display for us wisdom in the flesh. God in his wisdom put wisdom on display, and he gave us a choice. And he sent Jesus, of whom it says in the Bible is God's wisdom in the flesh. You can read about that from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He is God's wisdom in the flesh, it says, because of the message of the cross. The cross that was the location of the bloody, messy criminal's death of an innocent man. The Bible says that those that trust in the cross, that is their folly and their sin dealt with and handed over to God, can have this wisdom, the wisdom of the cross. This wisdom is the fear of the Lord, the true knowledge and the true understanding of God. And so what we need to do? Well, we need to avoid the voice of folly, the strong and loud voice of folly, and choose the voice of wisdom. Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Following Jesus is not folly. Following Jesus is denying folly. Not following Jesus then would be folly. But following Jesus is choosing wisdom. Well, what if we this morning listen to wisdom for the best life? What if we were to listen to wisdom? Because we know we need it for the best life. We know that there are two voices, two paths, there are two choices. But the Bible will make it clear that there really is only one voice and one path and one choice that leads to life. Despite what people might say, despite what people might think, there aren't many voices, there aren't many paths, there aren't many choices that will get us all to the same place in the end. That's folly. But what if? What if you chose wisdom? What if you chose Jesus Christ? What if you listened to the voice of wisdom and not folly? What if you chose the path of wisdom that leads to life? What if? What if you started listening to God's voice calling you to choose life in his Son? What if you started hearing and heeding that voice? What if you made this morning the morning that you started listening to the voice of wisdom and stopped listening to folly? Because you can. Wisdom says you should. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that this morning. There's going to be a prayer that's going to appear on the screen. And we could all have an opportunity this morning to say no to folly and to say yes to wisdom. And the prayer goes like this. Let me read it. Dear God, I'm sorry that I've listened to folly and not your wisdom. Please forgive me. Thank you that you sent Jesus to show me the right path to choose. Thank you that Jesus gives me new life. I want to choose to follow Jesus from now on. Help me to stay on wisdom's path. Amen. Choosing wisdom can start with that prayer. Choosing Jesus, choosing the right path, can start with that prayer for you this morning. And I want to give you an opportunity this morning to choose wisdom over folly. I'm going to just pray that prayer again now. I'm just going to do it nice and slowly. And if you want to choose wisdom this morning, why don't you pray this prayer just quietly in your own hearts and minds yourselves. Let me pray. Dear God, I'm sorry that I've listened to folly and not your wisdom. Please forgive me. Thank you that you sent Jesus to show me the right path to choose. Thank you that Jesus leads to life. I want to choose to follow Jesus from now on. Help me to stay on wisdom's path. Amen. Well, if you've prayed that prayer this morning, you've taken your first step to following wisdom and to joining Jesus on that path, and well done.